if you know that that girl like is interested in you and won't look at you, as soon as you walk over and say hello, that's that, she's like, ah! Yeah.
I'll tell you
said
what.
Said hello to me.
I bet blind girls are getting some dick. Jesus Christ.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Oh yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two night stand, baby.
The winner takes it all. The loser stands to fall. And now the end is near. I must face my fears. I feel like that's a good song to start the podcast off, considering the topic of...
On the note of songs...
What?
You know how you told me that like, loads of the old songs are like proper like weird and actually like questionable? You know, I really wanted to know what that ABBA song was, the one from Johnny English. Take it easy.
Do you know what it's about?
Yeah, so it's about a young girl that's like snuck out from her mum and dad's house and now she's down the pub and now the bloke's like, oh, I'll dance with you, but I don't know if it's right because you're so young. And I'm like, that's f***ing... But people are dancing to this. It's a bit f***ed up.
It's like, you know the Pina Colada song?
If you love Pina Coladas.
Yeah, so I should tell you what it's about.
Sucking cock in the rain.
That's not... No, I feel like that's not...
No, it's not, but that's what my Uncle Lee used to sing while he was drinking pina coladas in
Cuba. We love
Cuba.
Uncle Lee.
But yeah, he used to be so f***ed up on pina coladas in the pool. And then we lost him for hours, and we were like, we know where he is. And he was like under this like pool bar with like the water showering on him. Kids everywhere. And he's just there singing, going, if you like pina coladas, sucking cock in the rain.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah,
do you want to know what it's about?
Go on.
So it's about, a man and a woman both were sick of their relationship, right? So the woman puts an ad in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Basically saying, I want a date. I want someone who likes pina coladas, going out in the rain, making love at midnight. It's this whole like newspaper ad. So then somebody sees the newspaper ad. They turn up and it's her husband. And then they rekindle their relationship. So that's what that's about. So like, yeah, obviously her husband saw the newspaper ad. It was like a blind date sort of thing. They turn up willing to both cheat on each other, and it turns out that it's the husband and wife, and they rekindle their love.
Wow.
Mm.
I mean, we covered cheating in last week's episode.
Ah, welcome back to Two Night Stands.
We're well in. We're like 20 minutes in already. You didn't realize.
No.
Yeah. We're
if you like making love.
But
me
no,
now.
Yeah, we covered cheating last weekend. Last week.
Oh, yeah. What did you do last weekend?
And by last week, I mean literally about 40 minutes ago when we last filmed it. But interestingly, one thing we didn't say about that is that when I know so many couples that their husband have like cheated on them or whatever, they find
out. Why are we still talking about cheating?
No. We're going to move on this very quickly. But just off the back of that story, like sometimes it actually really helps people get back together, weirdly.
Yeah. If you like making love at midnight.
Sucking cock in the rain.
Sucking cock in the rain.
No, but do you like, because obviously we said like cheating gone.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of relationships.
To tell you what happens before you cheat though. Mm. Playing
that.
Games.
I thought you meant that bit of a
yeah. No, you've okay, let's you threw me off by saying we started ages ago. Did we?
Well, I mean, we can start whenever, we're just chatting.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, that's gone.
All of that's gone.
No, it hasn't. We're gonna use some of that. That's
and
good.
You will never know what it was.
Welcome back to Two Night Stand, people. I'm Jake.
I'm Bella. And I'm confused. So basically today's episode is going to be all about playing games. So you can play that game you're playing.
Really, I always thought it was you're free. I'm terrible at lyrics. Anyway,
maybe we should play finish the lyric one time.
Look, we have, but I'm terrible at it.
So I see lots of men with microphones everywhere talking about women playing games. And I'll tell you what, at first I thought it was a myth, right? Then I bought a book called Men Love Bitches.
Yeah.
And honestly, I had to put it down. It was awful. All it was basically just women playing games and talking about how you should like wait to have sex with a man, like put him on like a little like pedestal. And like, it's all this like very intricate information, which I think realistically, yeah, obviously it does make you a bitch and it talks about why men love bitches. But at the same time, like, how can you build a relationship on the foundation that you've like played games with someone and like caught them out?
Yeah.
So,
but then isn't there, there's games that can not just pop up at the initial stage. Like, you can play games throughout your relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
Yeah, it's mostly just when you're getting into that stage though.
See, when you said about talking, like, we're going to talk about the whole playing games thing. I've always been like, I definitely think they happen, but I feel like I always had this thing like, do people say, not just women playing games, men playing games as well, but do people say, oh, he's just playing games with me, or these games exist to try and make them themselves feel better about like a relationship not getting together, or that they never actually got that girl?
It's like some people actually are stupid enough to just do it by accident. Like, you gaslight me by accident sometimes.
No, I was thinking this though. So when we actually got together, right, you could easily have played, like, we could say that we were playing games, because when we first started seeing each other, when we first slept together, I genuinely said to you, like, I'm not really interested in a relationship. I'm not really ready for a relationship. So naturally, I think from both sides, because you weren't really in that, like, bothered either. So I think from both sides, we were just sort of playing each other accidentally, because you weren't that interested in me. I wasn't that interested in you. And then that just sort of made us, like, more interested in each other in a way. It was like we were playing hard to get, but without actually meaning to.
Playing hard to get never works, though.
Does it not?
I think the ultimate is when, obviously, you can win over someone who's in a relationship. That's like the ultimate game, isn't it? Or especially lesbians. When I was very well into the lesbian community, people would love to pull straight people because it was like a win. It was like, yeah. But like, it never works out in the long term, because then the person that you've made up in order to win whatever prize this is,
once they've won it,
isn't the person that you are. So it's like a lot of men will like go out and buy girls like a lot of flowers and think that they have to treat them a certain way, for example, like paying for dates and all of this. Like, men will do that in order to get laid, and it's just like, you can literally eliminate all of that stuff and still get laid. You do realize that?
Yeah.
Just with a cracking sense of humor. And some good eye contact.
Yeah.
Eye contact.
Because it's almost like your brain training that man into enjoying that chase. And then
yeah, but it's not even the chase. Like, men enjoy the chase, but then they complain about the fact they have to pay for stuff. And it's just like, you're doing that to yourself, bruv. Sometimes you can just be happy to walk into a bar and then you both pay for your separate drinks and you can still get laid out of that. Yeah. Just use your mouth. Open. Mm. Open talk. Funny man. And then, you know, get your dick out. But you don't even need to go take all these girls to like expensive places. But then at the same time, there's the other side of things where a lot of people say that girls play games in the fact that they will try and make money off of men, which is exactly what I do for a living.
Yes.
But it's not a game. It's, you know, for people, someone who's like, who does what I do.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing. But the second thing is that it's not a game. It's the fact that a customer wants something from me and I'm giving it to them. Mm. It's a transactional thing. That's where the consent comes into that.
Yeah.
However, I've seen girls all over TikTok who are like, if you want to get a man to pay for you to do everything, you have to do this, this and this. And it's just like, you're just a glorified hooker.
Right.
And then those sorts of girls will say that I'm a slag for what I do. But they are essentially doing the same thing, you know? They're getting things of monetary value and having sex with men as a result. And it's just like, well, you've just been paid for sex.
Mm.
And that's the game.
Okay. So, in terms of games...
I feel like Princess Diana.
First it was Paris Hilton, now we've moved on to Diana. You're just an absolute icon.
No, it's because I was looking through my eyelashes and, you know, she did that thing.
So in terms of games, where do they come from? Because it sounds like it's toxic shit, some of this.
Well, I think there's been books over, I think the 90s was very much all about like winning winning a relationship. You know, you heard it in culture, music, books came out, like books like Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. Like they're very, very high topic relationship stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's evolved into making it like a phenomenon where like relationships actually don't work out, because a lot of people, it's like the relationship experts of the time were all talking about how you have to do a sequence of events to get people to want you.
Well, it's mind manipulation, isn't it? It's what
cult leaders do.
Psychology. Like it's emotional psychology in terms of, so you're almost like brainwashing.
Like psychologically it does work, like obviously, but then it doesn't actually withhold a long-term relationship.
No.
Because what you're doing is you're playing out a sequence of events that someone's told you. Like let's say, for example, someone who follows a cult, majority of the time, they'll give you that bit of information that they've been told from the cult leader, but they're unable to expand on what else they truly believe in, because they don't have that belief themselves.
Yeah.
So it's, if a man is coming to you and buying you flowers, they don't know why they're buying you flowers. They've just been told that it's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, or if
that's why I don't buy you
if
flowers.
A woman is getting dressed up in lingerie for a man and they don't particularly want to be doing it, their whole thing, they don't know why they're doing it, what the purpose of it is.
Well, and that's why you don't do that for me either. We're not sheep, babe. We're not sheep.
We're not sheep. No, I wear lingerie for everyone else, so my man gets to see my full butthole.
I just get the PJs.
Yeah, and there's nothing sexier than some fucking pajamas.
If anything, it feels more exclusive. Everyone sees the lingerie. No one sees the PJs. I got the PJs.
Yeah, the amount of times that I'm just doing like random shit and Jake's like, should you tell you how much someone would pay for this?
Yeah. So the one that I've been like, I'm dying to find out this from you as a female on this planet. So the one game I've heard, and it's like one that like apparently loads of girls play, is like when you first, like, so you get your boyfriend or you get the guy that's interesting you, and then you will purposely step away and go distant to see how they will react. So apparently the whole thing a female is looking for is, so you reel a male in, and then you've got them, and then you'll like completely step back and withdraw yourself to see if he will chase you or if he will like stay calm, content, and not lose his cool. And apparently that's what women are looking for, and they're not looking for someone to chase them. Is that a real thing?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Personally, never done it.
I don't think we went through that. I don't think you ever sort of like...
I feel like I'm not even that old. I'm 25, but I just feel like it's something that I've never done.
I've seen so
but
many.
Then, but then this is the thing, is that it always does work.
Yeah.
Because a lot of men do thrive off of their ego being stroked. That's what the whole premise of the game is that when you are so used to someone stroking your ego and then they pull away and they still want you to stroke their ego, that's their obsession being started.
Yeah, but then apparently so what's not attractive to a woman is just to say you pull away and then they're like calling you and texting you, like, why aren't you texting me back?
That's just not attractive in general.
No. But then isn't that a trap? Because like you have been giving that all to them, you're applying to them all the time, you're speaking to them on the phone, and then you just completely withdraw yourself, and then they're like, why aren't you talking to me anymore? And you're like, well, don't ask me that, that's just unattractive.
Who the f*** does that?
Well, that's what I mean. That's why it's a toxic game. But then you've just said...
No, but I feel like the situation that I've heard that in is when men aren't communicating properly or something, and then they pull back.
No,
I think that's something that men I think that if that is what men are thinking that women are doing, I feel like this is why a lot of miscommunication and the friend zone exists, because men are like, well, she pulled away from me, and then does that not mean that I want her even more, that she wants me even more, or whatever, or she wants me to have a reaction?
Yeah,
like most of the time it's because they just can't be arsed with you.
Yeah.
Like,
what I would love
to do, they're not interested,
is just like us talk openly about, like, in terms of what is actually true and what's false.
Because
you see so many TikToks, like, and I don't mean so many TikToks out there that are like one you've actually just said yourself, like, if a guy's really needy and stuff, that's going to put you off. But then if you stand back, she's probably going to think you're not interested, and then she's going to go away. It seems almost impossible to know, like, what's a game, what isn't, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. Like, is it all this that important?
I think people overthink it.
Yeah.
I think the whole point is that as soon as someone does something outside the realm of what you think of them as a person, that's when people are like, they're playing games. when most of the time they're not, they're just like, I'm just not interested in you, but I'm just too pussy to say it. And then people will excuse that behavior by saying that it's a game.
But this is the thing, because then games fight games, because you've got, so say you're in like an...
end up together.
Yeah, because if you're in like an initial stage of relationship and you've like gone on a few dates, whatever, and then the girl's gone quiet, right? And then the guy's like,
oh. Me, personally, bye, bin. If someone's not paying me any more attention, it means that they don't want me, so...
Yeah, next. But then I think this is what happens, because then the girl goes quiet and then the guy's like, oh, I can't text her and ask her. I can't double text her.
Of course you can.
Yeah, but you...
I said 8 text messages until I get a reply. Yeah, but then the thing out there... And then if it's the most boring reply, then I'm not interested.
But you just said it openly yourself, but then if the guy double texts me, that's not attractive, that's needed.
I didn't say that.
That's what you did.
No, I didn't. You're gaslighting me. Did I say that?
I'm pretty sure you did. You said like, no, like, as you said, if a guy then becomes like
No, it's not double texting. It's the whole like, do you hate me? Sad face.
Yeah, okay.
Do you hate me? I'm a nice guy. Sad face.
Yeah, maybe not so much.
And we spoke about nice guys. It's just like, it's like when they do something really bad and then they come to you and go, oh, like they've ignored you. And then they go, oh yeah, sorry, like my cat died. But you've been online for like 5 days. Posting on Instagram. You've been doing everything your normal life would, and then you come back to me and say your cat just died. Fuck off. That's not true.
This is when it gets confusing. So the girl's gone distant, and then the guy's thinking, right, I can't double text her because that's just going to like chase her away. So I'm going to go silent. So then they don't talk for ages. But then what they'll do, they'll go...
But then that person's not right for you.
But then they'll go on their story and then they'll start posting a load of stuff on their story to try and get that one person's attention. It's just like, what's going on?
Oh, no, nobody... Guilty of that. But only like the story attention thing.
Yeah. And is that a fact?
That was when I was like 15.
Apparently when you post a story, maybe you're not so much yourself because you have to do it.
No, but most of the time...
When you post a story,
they look at it and then you're... It's that whole excitedness of being like, oh, did they see it?
Yeah.
Did they like it?
Yeah.
It's like girls will do it to get guys to pop up and it never works.
It's always the ones you don't want.
It's always ones that you don't want.
Yeah.
But then, you know, maybe you should give the guys that you don't want to try.
Yeah.
You know, you could end up in a 4-bedroom house with 2 cats.
I was the one you didn't want.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm only joking. Don't take that personally. We'll talk about it after, okay? I'll validate you.
I've got therapy too, it's fine.
It's okay.
Right, I'm going to run through some games with you. You can...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have got the I won't look at you game. Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently...
What are the rules?
Yeah, basically...
Is it just autistic?
They're very straightforward.
Autistic ADHD.
basically, if you're in a room and there's a really attractive guy there and he clearly fancies you, the game is that you will purposely not look him in the eye and completely ignore him to show that you're not interested then to lure him in.
Guilty.
Wow.
But then you keep tabs of them.
Like
my peripheral vision is mad because I see everything. So
yeah.
But then being a woman, I think you see everything anyway. I think as a woman, your peripheral vision is mad because you're constantly looking at who's around you. You know, you've got to be vigilant all the time.
So from a guy's perspective then, to tackle this game.
Just walk over to her and say hello.
Okay, but that's, yeah. But then is it true that
she won't ignore you if you walk up and say hello?
Also, don't walk into a bar and then go after anyone that isn't looking at you.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, if you know that girl like is interested in you and won't look at you, as soon as you walk over and say hello, she's like, ah! Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Said hello to me!
I bet blind girls are getting some dick. Jesus Christ.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
They're like, it's there, like, oh, she playing the blind game.
Shh, ableist.
Not being ableist.
Okay.
You see what I'm doing.
I see you. Could you imagine walking up to someone in a bar and they were deaf? Like thinking they're playing games with you and they can't hear you. Okay, next one.
So we talked about this one. So I won't respond to your text. So again, it's a similar thing. So you're not responding.
Guilty.
So you're purposely not replying to people quickly to show that you're not that bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've grown and evolved since this point, I'm just going to tell you whether I'm guilty or not.
Yeah. So why?
Why? Been told to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably get it. Like I remember when I used to talk to girls. Not that often.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
Going there
really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So like if you were texting a girl and then they were like come back to you instantly. I mean, I've got ADHD and anxiety most of the time, so I fucking hate texting as it is. I used to like send a text and then throw the phone away and then hope they don't reply for 5 hours, but I'm like, I like you, don't reply to me. But then if they come back to you instantly, it's like a bit needy, isn't it? Is that the whole...
I don't think it's needy. You're having a good conversation.
Like, yeah, but this is what I mean. But you're saying you purposely don't reply instantly.
Yeah, if the conversation's got boring, like, yeah. And then you don't really know what to say, but then you're kind of like, well, if I just leave it, then... Or if, like, you leave a question for a little while so they message you again.
Mm.
Don't know why. Can't explain why. But I have done that.
This is what I mean. This has begun from the beginning of time, isn't it? But then, again, this is what f***s it up, because then the guy's like... So then you reply 5 hours later because you're playing this game of I'm busy. So then the guy gets your text back and he's like, well, I can't reply now. So you end up having a conversation that should last 2 seconds.
But then that's
over
the thing,
the
you think that they're like that, but they actually don't give a shit whether you've replied or not.
Yeah.
Because most of the time those people aren't interested in you. The people that you want to play games with or you think that might help help them get you. Yeah, most of the time they're not interested in you at all. So like they won't be sitting there going, oh no, like when do I reply? They're thinking, this f***ing bitch is so annoying and won't leave me alone, even though it's been 5 hours since the last time she messaged me.
Yeah. So next one is I'm not angry game. So the whole
guilty.
I know you're guilty in this one. So yeah, basically this is when you're in a relationship. Mm. So you've probably been in a long-term relationship. But yeah, you pretend or you don't say when you're angry at something. And then it's because you want them to realize that they've done something wrong on their own.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not, I wouldn't say that's a game. I feel like, well, it's more like a education. Because what do you do with children? You put them in the naughty corner to think about what they've done.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing essentially with an adult.
Yeah. But then couldn't this lead to some toxic shit though? Because if you're not what do we always say? Communication is key.
Yeah, but then sometimes you need 5 minutes to cool down and that person's following you around the house going, have I done something wrong? And you're like, no, you haven't. Can you just leave me for 5 minutes so I can gather my thoughts so we can educate each other on how we feel?
Yeah, but I think this is more of the case if they don't say anything. So
then you're stupid. Say something. Like, leave it for a bit until you've cooled down. Gather your thoughts. My mum used to write letters. My mum, when she was angry, she'd go, I'm fine. But she'd write it all down and write a big letter.
Yeah.
Just put it on the table for when we got home.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
So we'd get home, we saw a letter. We'd be like, shit, she's upset.
Yeah.
She's upset. Like, so, yeah. I feel like that's a bit of good advice, though, is to write down your thoughts so you can gather them together. Because if you're anything like me, I will say the most fucked up shit if I'm annoyed.
Mm.
I'm horrible. I'm a horrible person. I'm so sorry. Like, it's very rare that people push me over the edge, but I will say the worst thing possible because I won't mean it, but I'll just throw it out.
We covered that. But yeah, so in terms of, so we're saying do communicate.
Yeah, of course.
Because
give yourself a couple of minutes to cool down.
I mean, and I just, from a bloke's perspective.
It's quite scary.
Can be oblivious.
Yeah.
And if you, like, I know you want people to realise it on their own, but if they don't realise and then they keep doing it, you're just going to be like.
Sometimes it is, it's a blank wall because you're like, okay, have you ever seen the film The Breakup? With Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Right. So then she's explained to Vince Vaughn. She comes in. She's asked him to buy lemons. And then he kicks off and is like, I've just forgotten. And then she's like, can you do the dishes with me? No. And then she's like, she switches it and tries to communicate and says, I just wish that sometimes you'd buy me flowers and take me to places like that. And he goes, well, you never liked flowers. And it's just like that. It's the whole thing of the act of wanting to do it.
Yeah.
And this is how she explains it. And I think it's very good. It's like I feel like a lot of men don't have that common sense when it comes to like, it's the act of doing something. It's not what your partner likes. Like, I don't particularly like flowers that much.
No.
I don't, I've never really had flowers to appreciate them like loads.
You've
bought me flowers. Yeah, when you gave me chlamydia. But obviously that's when you did something wrong. So It's just the act of a random act of kindness. Like think of putting your partner first, you know?
I got your flowers for Valentine's Day, actually.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And AirPods that you lost 2 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
I do nice things.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. I'm not saying you're
I'm not taking this personally, by the way. I was just making a jokey joke. Mm. Go on, continue.
Yeah, I feel like you are. So yeah, I think it's the act of doing things for your partner. I think it's the little things for women.
Yeah.
When it comes to, it's just like doing the little things, you know? Like I can imagine
which
that.
Which is fair, because you can't.
If you have kids.
Yeah.
It's like the you one should thing be doing really these
things off.
Up.
You should be doing nice things off your own back. You can't just do them because your girlfriend asked.
One thing that winds me up is when people have kids and then the man says that he has to babysit the kids. And it's like, that's your fucking child. That came out of your balls and you're saying you're babysitting.
Yeah.
Like you just, I have my child. I'm looking after my child.
Oh, I know.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like the looking after the child is for the mum's job. Mm. And then the babysitting is the dad's job. It's just like, we're not paying you £10 an hour to watch your own child. Like this is your child.
Is that a big thing?
Yeah. I find it annoying personally. Yeah. Like, Luke, do you babysit your own child? He's your papa.
We take him away from his kids. He's too busy here filming us all the time.
I know. He's like, his son's like, Dad, where have you been? Papa. No, not even Dad. It's Papa. Where you been? And you're like,
I've changed Luke's name to Papa on my phone now. He loves it.
Yeah. Luke changed my name to The Talent.
Yeah.
Like I don't even have a name.
I don't want to know what name I'm saved on your phone. Either.
Asshole.
Yeah.
The guy with the really long voice notes.
This one, this game.
Right.
Reeling it back in. For anyone who falls for this, you're a dickhead. Just you're doomed to fail if you fall for this game.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
Guilty.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you do say to me you can do whatever you want.
Just do whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, but usually I say it in a context of like, you're giving me all this information. My brain can't handle it. So just fucking do whatever you want because I'm so done with it.
But obviously this is in the context of.
Yeah, this is the context. But like it's getting people to think about their own actions. Yeah, what would be the repercussions of me doing X, Y, Z? But at the same time, just say I'm not happy with it. But then again, you know, you could say do what you want, but I'm not happy with it.
No, I get that one. But it's kind of sarcastic, isn't it? Like, think for yourself. Think like an adult.
Yeah.
I.e., if you've got 6 kids at home and it's 6 o'clock, no one's eating, and you turn to your wife and say, I'm going down the pub, and she says, you go and do whatever you want. I mean, if you've got half a brain cell, you know that means do not fucking go to the pub.
But you can't stop people from doing what they're doing.
This was the silent treatment.
Not guilty. I've never done that.
No, it's very childish, that one. I
find it very hard to be silent.
ADHD, bro.
I'm like, I think I get to a point where I'm so done with a conversation that I will just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is too much. Like, you're just annoying me now. Like.
All right, we'll move on from this. This is one last one because I'm kind of interested on this one. Pretending she's not jealous.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I like as a Scorpio woman, I used to be very, very jealous.
Mm.
I think it's just the fact that I used to, I was interested in people who didn't want me. And then they'd be like, they would just talk about other girls all the time. And then it would just fucking bother me all the time.
Mm.
But like, I remember having like a fiery pit of hell in my stomach and then being like, oh yeah, she's really pretty.
Yeah. Wouldn't that game have like repercussions though?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The repercussion is that you never end up talking to them again, which is exactly.
No, but if you pretend to your partner you're not jealous of like things.
Mm, yeah, I did this more in like talking stage relationships, really.
Yeah, yeah, I think it is more for that kind of case. But then the bloke, you know, or, again, I don't want to like genderify this because it's either or, and this can happen with both genders. But like, say like a bloke is purposely out on a night out with his missus, and then he gets into a chat with a girl at the bar just while he's waiting to get a drink, but then he starts chatting to her a bit, thinking, oh, I wonder if this is gonna make my missus jealous. Like, that's a game in itself. But then if your girlfriend is then like, I'm not bothered about you talking to that girl, would that then make the guy think, oh, she's not actually interested in
me? So there'll be two contexts in this.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to the way that I say these two things. yeah, no, I'm fine with you talking to that girl. She's really pretty. And, oh no, it's absolutely fine. Like, it's cool. I know that he's fine. Can you tell the difference?
The first one seemed passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking to me like that a few times.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's the same with the with any of these, really. There can be two different ways of people saying it, and it's just the expression, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, it's absolutely fine. Go and do what you want.
Yeah.
Or fine, like it's honestly, you can just go do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a big difference between the two.
Hmm. Okay. All right then. So, Green Garbella.
Hi, sir.
Sex relationship guru. Relationship guru.
Hmm.
What's your advice? In terms of games, like what is there? We know they exist, and actually some of them do work for the right reasons. Mm. When is the right time to play games?
When is the right time? When you need a break from your own emotions, I think is the right time to do things like the silent treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's fine. When you need to gather your own thoughts.
Yeah,
I think
that.
That is okay because it is classified as a game, but it's not a game, if that makes sense. You're putting your own emotional well-being first.
Yeah.
Things like trying to make people jealous and stuff, like you're a dickhead, you're stupid, so dumb, because that's never going to work. Because if you're trying, 9 times out of 10, if you're trying to make people jealous or you're trying to make people notice you, they don't want you in the first place because you feel like that need to clasp at straws to try and get them to notice you. Mm. Never ever settled for to try and make someone notice you because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to.
Yeah.
You know, like this whole thing of like doing everything for a woman means that you're going to get her as an end result. Never the case. You're not entitled to anything until someone says that you are.
Like, for say, if I go back to when I was single and I was trying to find a missus, whatever, and you can quite openly see that a lot of people were playing games on Tinder and stuff like that. It's just like...
Mm. Yeah, like guys would be like, I want to take you out, wine and dine you, like do all this shit. And you're like, no, you're not. You're trying to fuck me. Like, you like, just say that.
Yeah.
Like,
would you... So say people on Tinder, for example, because you know, like, well, we obviously talked about the talking stage a long time ago. People are naturally dating a lot of people at once these days. Like, is that a game in itself?
No. You know, when people, the way to tell when people just want to have sex with you and don't want a relationship, even though they say that they do, it's the So it's like, I don't mind what you want to do, but I'd love to take you out. I don't mind what you're into, but like you decide. Like it's the whole like, I don't want to do it for you. I want you to tell me what you want so I can do it for you. And then it makes you feel special when they do it.
Right.
Because it's not all about you. They're just saying like, you know, it's up to you. You do what you want.
Mm.
It's the uncertainty of like knowing what you want to do. And 100% of the time, if the guy says that he wants to take you to like...
Sexy fish.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know, you're silly.
Okay.
My brain's not working.
No.
I'm so done.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. We've got a lovely holiday booked. And in fact, you guys are watching this right now. We're actually there right now.
Yay.
We know how that works. If you get confused, you can see on the stories that we're sunning it up. But actually, we're sat in this boiling hot room talking to podcasts. We're filming it a week in advance because we're clever like that.
Think smart. Play games. I'm playing games with all you lot right now.
Yeah.
You think that I'm
playing the Hollywood game.
I'm not. I filmed 2 episodes in one day.
Talking about games.
What do you think about that?
Completely off topic.
What?
Cards Against Humanity.
Love that game.
Great game. But it does get a bit repetitive. I actually want to play this later. Cards Against Humanity, but you do it with a pen and paper.
Let's do that.
I'll get cancelled so quickly. But yes, yeah, so you just...
It's okay,
you,
we don't have to do it on the podcast.
No, definitely not. But yeah, you put down the black card and then you write your own answer to it. I think that's quality. We'll play that after this thing.
Yeah, well, we've got... we've ended the day on a low, it seems. Luke didn't like this episode. I can tell by his face.
Yeah.
It's hot. We've done a lot.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week.
No, I don't think it was a bad episode at all. I found it quite interesting. Games exist. Be careful, guys.
Games exist. Don't be careful. People are going to do them anyway. And I'm guilty of all of them. That's something I've learned today. Anyway, have a fantastic week, everyone. Enjoy. I've got some very, very, very fun stuff coming out very, very soon, which obviously involve more clothes, less clothes, more women, less women. So if you don't like looking at me, there's other people to look at. Go and have a look at my YouTube. It's Green Girl Bella.
Oh, actually.
What?
Before we go, needs a big plug, actually.
What?
Because if it all goes to plan, it's Wednesday currently.
It's Wednesday, my dudes.
23rd, I believe, today.
Yeah.
The project we mentioned that was massively stressful, and there's going to be a little teaser coming out tomorrow for everyone to keep their eyes peeled.
Yeah.
We're going to be revealing what we've been up to, what we filmed, and the very first episode is going to be out on Sunday. So look forward to that.
Yeah.
So we've already said about how stressful and stuff it was, but
no, it's the best thing ever, guys. You need to watch it because fucking hell, I'd never even thought we could pull this off. So go and watch, keep your eyes peeled on my YouTube, Green Girl Bella. We've got the PlayStation 5 competition running as well on my Instagram. So the results of that are going to come out on the 30th of June. So you've got a little bit of time left. So go and like, share the post and send me your proof.
Yeah, still a week left, actually. And can I just please plead to everyone that is entering this competition, it is a competition of entries, not of sob stories.
Oh my God, yeah. The amount of people who've been messaging me, like saying my cat just died, or like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm really sorry, but I'm just going to put it on a big spin wheel and it's going to be on Instagram Live. I can't manipulate the spin wheel. Well, so I'm really sorry to everyone.
Already, it'll probably be a big hat because there's already too many to put in a...
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the double entries were real. So, you know, not the Arsenal fan one.
Right.
Though.
Shush.
Right.
We've had enough of this episode now. We've plugged ourselves enough. Remember to always have fun.
Stay safe.
And always get consent. I love you. See you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two-night stand, baby.